feel like that's my fault.
I'm just very contemplative.
Whatever.
Speaking of.
Quiet, like he hasn't talked a lot, or quiet volume?
Volume wise.
Welcome. Oh.
He's really talking.
I'm like, what? I haven't felt that he's
talking. Welcome to Word of Life Public Radio. This is your host, David Bowser. Phil again. The co-host's Katie.
Here.
Bringing you the dulcet tones.
You might put me to sleep.
Alright, welcome back to the Beyond Sunday podcast. This is Patrick Nazaroff. With me as always, Pastor David Bowser.
How you doing, Patrick?
And Katie Phillips.
Hello, Patrick.
We are exploring how to take our faith beyond Sunday morning.
Ew.
We are not NPRing today. This is, I guess it is public. It's not really radio.
It's national. International.
International.
International
public
podcast.
And it is radio in that it could be played over your radio speakers.
Sure. It's more radio than anything else I do in my life.
Fair enough. Did y'all watch the Super Bowl?
I did.
Yeah.
Because I needed to find out how I did.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did, up until after the halftime show, and then we left where we were at, and I took Shelby home and put her to bed. And
Yeah. Didn't watch a second of it.
No.
Not even 1 second?
Had a sick kid, so we were kind of caring for a kid, and didn't super care anyway.
Yeah.
But I do care about one thing about the Super Bowl.
Yeah. What do you care about, Patrick?
Winning? Yes. If you followed our Facebook page.
All I do is win, no matter what.
If you followed our Facebook page last weekend, you saw that myself, Pastor David, and Katie had a bet.
We did.
About prop
A friendly
bets.
Bet.
A friendly wager.
We got to keep the IRS out of our, out of our hair here.
Yes. Yeah. Friendly wager about prop bets. I love the prop bets on the Super Bowl. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
I love thinking about, like, how many times the... How long the national anthem will be, how many times the performer will change during the halftime show. I love the Puppy Bowl. I love all those things.
Yep.
And
But not the real game.
No, I don't care about
that. Yeah, right. Okay.
So we made a wager. We filled out 16 prop bets.
We did.
And I got 10 out of 16 correct.
And I'm going to be honest. None of us did very well.
Nope.
10 out of 16 is good.
10 out of 16
is... 2/3.
Barely a D. I'm just...
2/3.
Barely a
D. If you are betting on stuff, 2/3 is winning.
Barely a D.
Yeah.
Katie and I tied with only 8.
50-50.
Yeah, 50-50. But that comes down to our tiebreaker.
Yep.
Patrick, do you remember the final score of the game?
Yeah, the total combined score was our tiebreaker, and it was 51 points.
51. So those of you who are fans of the Facebook page will remember that Pastor David put out a final score, total final score of 48.
Yep.
Putting him 3 away.
Yep.
While Katie...
The number
put out
came
a final
to me,
score
remember?
Of 73.
I don't know who it came to you by.
We're going to recheck that voice, yeah.
So
Katie is squarely at the bottom of our wager. I'm safely
am.
In the middle. I'm
yes.
comfortable with my position.
And so, yeah, we made a bet here that Katie will do
one of five things.
One of our five punishments for a future
tattoo.
Podcast. Yes.
Tattoo.
Yes, so I have to
ooh,
call
tattoo
me.
Live on the podcast.
Your Highness, Your Majesty throughout a podcast.
I like
she'll
that
have to
one.
Sing
that's
karaoke. She'll have
that's
to...
That's too easy for Katie.
I know, she wants to do that one.
Yeah.
That's a reward.
We're just going to let her do that anyway. That's
we'll buy her a vanity car plate frame for
sure.
her car.
But no one else really gets to enjoy that. Like,
that's true.
Just, that's
yeah.
just us.
That's, unless it's really obnoxious.
That's true.
Yeah.
I never get one that like lights up.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
And, or
I'm start Googling this right now.
Or she has to eat Cranch on air.
I feel like she would eat that anyway, too.
I
like,
know. She loves ranch.
Cranch was really the one to, like, get me.
That was for you.
That was
punishment
at me.
For you. Yeah, so I'll think about that, and we'll let you know next week or the following week what Katie's punishment will be and have her enacted here on the podcast.
I'm voting for a tattoo of Katie calling you Your Highness.
No.
Okay.
There will be no tattoos. There will be no shaving of my head.
I'm not going to shave
your
head. We're
going to
shave Patrick's beard. We're not going to shave
okay.
your head.
No.
Well, moving on past the Super Bowl.
Beyond Super Bowl. That's our
yes.
spinoff podcast.
Yes.
Beyond the Super Bowl.
We're here until the beginning of the next football season.
That's right.
We're going to talk about baby names.
Aww.
Yeah. Do you have a, all of us have babies now.
Mm-hmm.
I have one. I'm the low man on the totem pole for babies.
I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest. You, mm-hmm. And you each have 2.
Yes. I don't have any babies. They're not babies.
They're still your babies. All right. What?
They're losing their baby.
Do you have now? What baby names? Point of contention for many couples.
Sure.
What do you do with your baby name? Did you have how you picked your baby name? Did you figure that out?
We had a system for Sophia. We just kind of did not have like a formal system for William.
Okay.
We had,
what
we
was
like,
the system?
A system.
Yes. Yeah, so we had like a list of possible names,
okay.
and we had like a list of ones that we liked as first names, and a list of ones that we liked as middle names, and then we put it on the refrigerator, and as we'd walk past, we could like. say, I don't really like that one, what about this one? Or, yeah.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay.
So over like a 2 month, Amanda contends that we didn't have a name picked out for Sophia until like a week before, but it was like a month and a half before Sophia was born.
Yeah.
We knew ourselves. We did not tell anyone.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big thing for us. It's like, nobody knows the names until the child is born, because no one's going to ruin it for us after the child is born, but everyone will ruin it for you before the child is born.
Gotcha.
So some people knew baby names for us before baby born.
Yeah, because you spilled the beans.
Yeah, Kat really wanted to tell people immediately.
Yep.
Right.
All right, Katie, did you have how you picked out your children's names?
So I knew, Ryan and I knew, we agreed on the name for a little girl. So we had that all set. We knew exactly who our little girl was going to be, and then we found out we were having a boy.
Did you know you were having a boy? Like, you knew ahead of time?
Yes.
It wasn't
surprise,
here's a boy.
No, we found out with both of the children ahead of time what we were having. Because I'm a planner.
Sure.
I need to know these things.
Right, yep.
So, found out we were having a boy, and we definitely never agreed on a name until about 4 weeks, a month or so before Shane was born. And at that point in the hospital, we only had his first name and his last name. We did not have a middle name yet.
Yeah, middle names are overrated.
Yep. We obviously decided when the birth certificate thing, we're going to fill it out. We're like, okay, yep, we're just going with this. We're putting this down. We're good. Great. Okay. So
what's Shane's middle name?
Ryan.
Oh, so he got his dad's. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sophia got her mom's middle name.
Gotcha.
Middle name. So her Sophia and her mom and her grandmother all have the same middle name.
So Shelby has the same middle name as my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, and my mom.
Oh.
So they all have the same middle name.
Yes. Timmy's middle name is the same as Kat's brother.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
What's middle name?
Daniel.
Timothy Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we went back and forth over many names. I tried to sneak in some Star Wars characters' names in there.
Yoda.
So.
Baby Yoda. You just named him Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda Nazareth.
First name Baby. Middle name Yoda.
And Timmy, it's not officially named after San Antonio Spurs legend Tim Duncan.
But in your head?
But kind of is.
Yeah.
Because it was like a name that I was going through the Spurs players' names. And I said, how about Tim for Tim Duncan? And we liked Tim.
Sure.
Gotcha.
So it's not like we named him completely in honor of that.
But
it came from that. That's how it got to.
Right.
When you tell
the
story in 5 to 10 years,
yes.
It will be because you named him after Timothy Duncan.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Shelby might be named after Steel Magnolias.
So,
just saying.
So here in the room, my son is the only one with a biblical name, and he is too. Timothy Daniel. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, wisdom, Sophia, is in the Bible, but it's not a name of a character.
Yes. All right, so...
No Shelby, no Shane.
Here we go, article here. Sorry, James and David. Sorry, David. Silas and
Thanks
Obadiah are today's trending babies' names. There is a rise of more uncommon names. When you were naming your child, were you thinking, like, I don't want them to have the same name as somebody else in their class?
There were definitely names that I was like, oh, I don't want that name because it had, like, connotations in my own life.
Yeah.
Or there was a
mm-hmm.
child that I had worked with at camp who had that
mm-hmm.
name. I was like, oh, yeah, that's...
Being an educator was
uh-huh.
quite
yeah.
fun trying to name your child.
Sure.
And,
yep.
like,
yeah.
Ryan saying all these names. I'm like, nope,
nope,
I know one of those. I know one of those.
You definitely did have, like, cannot share the name of the kid in our youth program.
Right.
Sure.
You know,
yeah,
it was definitely
yep.
happening.
Yeah, but I did not think to myself, like, oh, I want them to have, like, a unique name or a unique spelling of their name. That was not a thing.
Well,
Ryan
certainly,
wanted a unique name.
Whether you like it or not here, or you see it or not... unusual baby names are on the rise.
All right. I believe it.
The people want to name their big kid something unusual, something
yeah.
different.
Stand
probably
out.
You've seen or heard celebrities naming their kid something
right.
unique
like
or different.
Northwest or
North.
Whatever.
Yeah,
North.
North
that's it. Yeah.
Northwest is his full name.
Oh, because West is the last name, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Apple, that is Gwyneth Paltrow's
mm-hmm.
child.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yes.
She's definitely the beacon of sanity in our society right now. So
I'm not saying she is or isn't. I'm just saying.
I'm saying she's not.
All right, well, in the 1950s, 0.5% of boys had a rare Bible name, and that has risen to 6.5 today.
Wow.
And of all the uncommon or unconventional names, 17 of them are biblical, so all the baby boys.
Hmm.
Yeah, so now we're seeing more Obadiahs, Elias, Silas. Those names are coming up, while names like David, Matthew, Joshua, Daniel, Timothy are on the decrease.
Oh, well.
Yes.
Interesting.
The world's a funny place.
So why do you think that is? Why do you think this is?
People are crazy.
People are crazy, maybe. I think it's this a desire for people to stand out. Girls have it a little bit different. They are more susceptible to name bubbles. And maybe
name
we
bubbles?
See that. Yeah.
What is that?
So name bubbles are, at
when
one point in time, one name catches on to the collective imagination of
so
like
the,
Jennifer's in the
like
1970s,
like a Kylie,
yep.
like an Emma.
Yep.
And so you'll see at some period within 5 years, a lot of kids are named that name.
3 million Emmas were born in 1997. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So that's so they're more susceptible to that. So so for example, I hear this. Judith in 1940 was a name Bubble. One in 53 kids was named Judith. 53
what about Tobit?
Wow.
Has Tobit ever been a name Bubble?
I do not believe that.
What?
Tobit.
So boys' names have similar fads, but less. And
they
so
have names in the Bible.
So
read your Bible, Katie.
So yeah, I thought this was interesting. My little article here on
you
biblical names. I did. Evidently, you guys did not. I bet our listeners loved it.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, they're, call us in. Say your
no,
weird
what's
baby,
your favorite
names.
Baby name.
Yeah, what's a biblical name you think that you would want to? You could say, oh, that'd be an interesting name for a baby.
A biblical name that would be an interesting name for a baby.
Yeah,
we had it as
Dorcas.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah, that would be awful. No, no. Like
you don't want a Dorcas.
No.
Yeah. Dorcas Phillips?
Nope, I'm good.
What was it? Not clear. What, shoot. We just heard it. It's in 1 Corinthians. He's one of the Phoebe.
Phoebe.
Yeah, it's a nice kind of strange.
Yeah, and that's interesting that it's a biblical name.
Yeah.
Because it seems to have demonic connotations.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I also read is in the
Friends.
I
thank
know.
You, Katie.
In the 1500s, like, Tiffany was, like, a name.
Sure.
But they can't ever say that in, like, historical writings because it doesn't sound like it should be in the 1500s. So you can't
right.
say, like, King Arthur and Tiffany. Like,
right.
like, it doesn't sound like it makes sense.
Guinevere, yeah.
Yeah. So you have to, because it sounds too modern.
Uh-huh.
So Phoebe is another one. Doesn't sound biblical.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, all right. So we're going to move on here.
That's probably for the best.
To the best. To Iceland.
Iceland?
Yes.
Iceland
cold.
Is very nice, and Greenland is covered in ice.
Is that like a rhyme you learned in school?
It's a rhyme I learned from Mighty Ducks 2?
Mighty Ducks 2?
Which
okay.
one is the Which one is the one where they're in the Olympics? Is that 2?
I don't know.
Which
it's
one?
Not 1, I think.
Which,
it's
probably
2.
Not 1.
Maybe 3. Who
yeah,
knows?
2 or 3.
Yeah.
Either 2 or 3, they go to the like Junior Olympics, and they play against the Iceland team, because
okay.
the Iceland team is really good. And the
mm-hmm.
there's a lady on the Iceland team who starts like... dating the coach for the Mighty Ducks, and you know, yeah, she says Iceland is very nice, and Greenland is covered in ice.
All right, well, Iceland.
it was a trick by the Vikings and stuff. They named them that,
yeah,
so that people would go to Greenland, and it's like a really harsh place to live, and they'd leave Iceland alone.
Well, I've never been to Iceland.
Thing,
but
you're so looking at me like I'm crazy. This is a real thing.
Yeah, I believe you.
Some trivia for you:
Reykjavik has
the highest. Latitude-wise, capital in the world.
Oh,
so there you go.
That's fun. Okay. So it's the furthest north capital.
Furthest north capital. There you go. All right, so, but Iceland has been...
There's a volcano that blew up there.
Great. Iceland has...
No, like, shut down air traffic for, like, months.
Oh, that's true.
You don't remember this?
I do remember this.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
We've lived a lot of life since then. Okay, a lot of things are
it's
happening.
It's been, like, 5 years.
Yes.
Right.
A lot of things.
Yeah. January was the
Kansas City Chiefs.
The longest year of my life.
Yeah, exactly.
So here we go. Iceland has had some controversies over the past when it comes to religious things.
Have they?
Yes.
The Vikings have always seemed like a very tolerant people.
So in 2017, their parliament voted to place mental health warnings on all Bibles. And then the same year, they banned all American televangelists. And now here in 2020... Iceland is declaring all religions to be psychological disorders.
Ah.
So their parliament voted overwhelming in favor of this statute, 60-3.
Okay.
And the three people who voted against said because it didn't go far enough.
Excellent. Okay.
So they are very, very much anti-
against religion.
Against
or at least against religion not being a mental disorder.
Like against spirituality? Like, or, like, do they still believe in...
One representative says, we don't want to end up like the United States or Saudi Arabia, do we?
Wow.
So here we go. So it is psychological disorder. What do we think about this on the surface? This is a nation-state?
For as long as there has been psychology, people have tried to figure out why people believe in religion. And people have done, like, MRIs and trying to figure out, like, is there a part of the brain that triggers when you're thinking about God? Or is there a God center of the brain, some people have called it. I don't know the results of a lot of those. But a lot of this, for me, comes down to, you know, what we heard in worship this weekend, right? That in Corinthians, Paul talks about how the cross is foolishness to those who don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so I can see how believing that
There was a guy who came and taught some stuff and then died and was raised from
right.
the dead, and then believing that that person is still alive now in the body and blood that we, in this bread and wine that we eat and we call it his body and blood, I can see how people would look at that and say that's signs of a mental disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I don't think it is, but I can understand how you would look at it and say that because if you do not have the connotation of faith to go alongside of it, because
yeah.
faith
yeah.
is the only way that any of that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, so the American Psychiatric Associate defines mental illness as, and I have a definition here for us.
Oh, excellent.
Mental illnesses are health conditions involving a change in emotion, thinking, or behavior, or a combination of these. Mental illnesses are associated with distress and or problems functioning in social, work, or family activities. So,
how does believing in a religion, what was the last part?
Well, so this is how the American Psychiatric Association defines
mental
okay.
illnesses are associated.
So the Icelandic Psychiatric Association might define
well,
it differently, but yeah.
Yeah, we don't have that. I don't have that definition of the Icelandic, but I do say that the Icelandic Prime Minister says, "Yeah, that's it. Like that's how
they looked at the APA's definition.
They looked at these different definitions, and I have the American
sure.
Psychological Association.
Yeah.
I also have the Mayo Clinic one, but we don't need to get
right.
too deep into the weeds here. But saying yes, religion fits the check boxes of a mental disorder. Yes.
So we see. All right, mental illnesses are health conditions involving changes in emotion, thinking, or behavior. So for sure. If you're deeply involved in religion,
yeah,
yes,
you're going to experience a change in emotion,
yes.
thinking, behavior.
Agree.
I mean,
yes.
That's what we advocate. That's what we call discipleship. That's
but I would say
it.
That's in
but
any
like,
worldview or any system.
Right. I'm
for
just
sure.
saying it fits into that place. Mental illnesses are associated with distress and or problems functioning in social work or
I don't feel
things.
Like I have problems functioning in social work
well, you also
or family.
Work at a church, you know, so.
Well, even when I wasn't working in a church.
Yeah.
I don't think I was like... Not a good.
I don't think you're going to be on board with this.
I'm not going to be on board with the Icelandic decision either. I mean, I do not think having a.
But I understand how that supposedly fits into that.
I think you can point to a lot of places in which religion causes people to function less well. When religion is at its worst, it can absolutely cause people to function in a less healthy way in society. I mean, religion was behind Nazism. Religion is behind
yeah.
fanaticism of all types.
Yeah.
Religion is behind people who are suicide bombers.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
all
true.
Religion is.
Yeah.
I mean, so there, when religion is at its worst, it can absolutely drive to that. I do not agree with their conclusion,
mm-hmm.
but I can see how you could make an argument that religion fits that definition.
Yeah.
But that has you have to discount faith in that. You have to
yes.
say faith. No, faith doesn't matter. And
mm-hmm.
if you come to it from a worldview where you say faith has no place, faith is nothing, faith doesn't make sense, it all has to be proven, and you have to be able to point to it, then yeah, that religion fits that. But I don't come to it from that worldview.
Right.
I come to it from a place of faith matters, because
sure.
I believe there's a God that's greater than me that offers me this.
Yes. So, Prime Minister says, have you been to the Creation Museum in the United States? If that place
I have not.
I haven't either.
If that place isn't a hotbed for disordered thinking common to those inflicted with schizophrenia, I don't know what is. Yeah,
I don't
so...
know.
If faith causes you to look at science and say, nope, that's not real... And like refuse scientific evidence
mm-hmm.
that has been proven for all intents and purposes over and over again. If faith causes you to look at that and say, "Nope, that's not real," that can be problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I mean, if you refuse to look at the world around you and see how God is at work in those things too,
right?
Sure.
Well, that can become problematic.
In fairness to that, I do believe things that are beyond the bounds of science.
Sure.
I believe in a risen human being.
Yes.
That breaks every natural law
right.
of science and under our understanding of death. And I believe in it.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's easy sometimes to look at the Creation Museum people or the Noah's Ark Museum people and be like, oh, that's a little
silly.
There's
a Noah's Ark Museum too?
Oh, yeah. There's
okay.
Yeah, there's a couple, actually. Yeah. So, and be like, that's kind of weird. That's kind of silly. But yet, I do believe in things
mm-hmm.
that break the laws of a natural universe.
Sure.
And so, sometimes it's easy to say, like, well, I believe in that, but your belief in those things
right.
is foolishness, or it's not taking science very seriously. And that's just within our own religious understanding.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't go into how we think about the religious understandings
mm-hmm.
of Hindus, how we think of the religious understanding of Islam, and every other major or minor world religion out
yep,
there.
Sure.
Right.
Jediism.
Okay, so I have other news about Iceland.
Should
have
rolled right past that.
Yeah.
I really thought Star Wars would get Patrick going.
Right.
I'm moving on, yes.
Okay.
So other things that they have done recently,
Iceland, okay.
in the Iceland Heritage Defense Act, IHDA.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so they've prohibited Christians from several tourist sites.
Okay, where are we prohibited from going?
Okay, Christians in Iceland can no longer enter Starbucks.
What?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why?
One Calvinist created a stir at a Starbucks because the barista got the name wrong for his coffee order. Jesus billionaire Kanye West. And this person I don't think is coming from a Christian mindset. Maybe a crazy mindset.
The fact that he's a Calvinist, I don't think, is why he named his coffee Jesus billionaire Kanye West.
Yes.
Or why he got mad at a barista for getting that.
Sure. So Christians now prohibited from Starbucks. I mean, this was a thing.
Wait, are you going to ask me at the door?
Yeah, how do you enforce that?
Like,
I don't know.
Do Christians have to, like, identify themselves?
I don't know. I don't have that information here.
Okay.
I've never been to Iceland,
so. Go find a new coffee place. Move on.
But it's Starbucks. Where else are you going to go?
I don't know. There's got to be another one around the corner.
It's Iceland. How many Starbucks places?
Places
could there possibly be?
Bring your own coffee with you when you go.
There you go.
All right. Well, you cannot be an open Christian in Starbucks.
So I can't be in Starbucks reading a Bible.
Or have your collar on.
Yeah, I would say probably that's what I would assume this one means. So,
what if I'm reading the Bible for literary purposes?
I don't know. You're asking me to defend our
I'm
answer.
I'm asking you to defend. I'm asking you to explain.
I don't know that information. I would say it's probably not going to happen. Or the Quran, for those matters.
Sure.
Or, you know, so those things. So Starbucks. And, you know, several years ago, I know, like, there was a, hey, Starbucks didn't put Christmas on their Christmas coffee cups. They were just plain red. And
right.
Some Christians, and I think this was actually a minority, minority, were mad about it and wanted to go in there and say Merry Christmas. So they have to write it on there.
Right.
And they're just silly.
So now we're gonna make them say Jesus billionaire Kanye West. That's our new goal. Like,
sure.
Starbucks hasn't acknowledged Jesus or billionaires or Kanye West enough, so that's what our names are gonna be when we walk in there.
I really want Starbucks to be more in partnership with Kanye West. It's one of my passion project here.
Well, Kanye's the one who came to Jesus recently, right?
Kanye did come to Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
Jesus billionaire Kanye West. All right. So Starbucks, pagan sites. So like Iceland. I'm sure, a rich history, Nordic and Norse mythology and things like that. And
yeah.
So can't
Thor,
be there.
Odin.
Libraries.
Loki.
Libraries? You can't be at libraries?
Correct.
Okay.
Women's health centers.
Good. All right.
Richard Dawkins.
Wait, like they can't even have an appointment at a women's health center?
I guess not. I don't know. Richard Dawkins' Monument to Reason. So he has a Monument to Reason. Richard Dawkins, if you're not familiar, is a famous atheist apologist.
I'm guessing some Christians did some pretty not nice stuff to that at some point.
I think he's sometimes not a nice person either. So,
sure, that's fine, but I could see, like, I mean, if you
And the Hot Water Springs.
I don't know what those are, but it sounds lovely.
I bet it's beautiful.
Christians are not, so I'm not allowed to go there anymore.
Correct. Or you're not allowed to be a practicing Christian at those places. I mean, I'm sure there's not necessarily a form you have to fill out at the gates of the hot water springs or, a religion test.
Is this specifically Christians are not allowed to go to this place or people of religious faith are not allowed to go to this place?
These are Christians that
have
been
specifically. Are there different places that people of other religions are not allowed to go to?
Well, they have labeled all religion as a
mental
disorder.
Right. So
I would imagine in a heavily European, heavily white region of the world, Christianity is the religion they would encounter the most.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say what they would do if a Islamic person came into the library with a sari on, obviously of a different practicing faith. I can't say, but I can't say Christians have been told they cannot practice their religion or be an open Christian in these places.
Okay.
All right. Southern Baptists are considered a terrorist organization here in Iceland.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they placed the Southern Baptist Convention on its list of terrorist organizations. here's why. So a local representative said this. What is terrorism? Using fear to achieve political goals. The Southern Baptist Convention uses the fear of eternal torment to help achieve its anti-LGBTQ legislation, a pro-gun culture, gutting pro-environment regulations, attempting to stop the legalization of marijuana, and inhuman treatment of undocumented workers in the United States. They are the very definition of terrorists.
I'm not sure why they had to slip in the marijuana thing into that list. A fear of eternal damnation in hell is certainly central to most of the theology that I hear coming out of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Sure.
I don't think that I would put that on the same level as a terrorist.
I would agree.
Because I do not think that they're inciting fear in a mass manner through violence. And I think that violence in particular is an important characteristic of terrorism. I mean, it's not their definition of terrorism, but I would say that terrorism involves some form of
violence or attack or illegal action, maybe. I don't know how we'd want to define that, but yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Bad theology. I can disagree with their theology and not call them a terrorist. But then I have a mental health disorder, so what do I have?
Yeah, I agree. Sorry, I got a cough going here.
Hey, I got voice going today, so it's fine.
I'm not pro-Iceland on reading these things.
No,
so.
Right?
Yeah.
Also, in 2017, they put warning labels on Bibles.
Well, that's probably smart. I mean, have you read that thing lately? There's crazy stuff in there.
Yeah.
We should make people more aware of it.
All right, well, I've got those warning labels. Are you ready to go?
I
am.
I don't know. Go
sure.
ahead.
Can you read it in your original Icelandic?
What's an Icelandic accent?
I don't know. That's Swedish.
Close enough.
It was the Swedish chef from Muppets. It was not. Good Lord. All right.
Taking the Bible literally can lead to irrational decision-making. That's a warning label.
That's not wrong.
Right.
Reading the Bible to young children is shown to cause nightmares and bedwetting.
I want to see a statistic or a study to support that claim, but okay.
The Bible contains... it is funny. God-approved genocide, misogyny, and a serious lack of humor.
I think Iceland contains a serious lack of humor.
Yeah,
I mean, it does have the first two.
It does.
Yeah.
I would debate the lack of humor. I think there's a surprising amount of humor in Scripture when you know how to read it, but that's
sure.
Okay.
I think it creates a surface-level understanding of the first two.
Yeah.
That requires deeper scholarship,
yep.
thinking, and going through. But on surface, I would agree that that's that it does contain those things. And I would agree with you about the humor. I think the Bible can be pretty funny. Reading the Bible has shown to cause an outbreak of Donald Trump.
Caused an outbreak of Donald Trump?
Yes.
I don't even know what that means.
Outbreak?
I think that's obviously it's an anti-Donald Trump-ism
yeah.
in there and connecting Donald Trump to the Bible and to evangelicalism or Southern Baptist theology.
It's
poorly worded. It's
Well, it's translated from the original Icelandic. Maybe if you read it in the original Icelandic, it would
make more sense. Yeah. Reading the Book of Revelation is positively correlated with speaking in tongues and other psychotic events.
They should probably go to Acts. They would have.
I would say that that's
Revelation.
Yeah, reading Revelation is not nearly as much about speaking in tongues as other parts of the Bible.
I know. And then finally, the new statute demands every Bible must be sold wrapped in plastic. And this
Sure, I don't want somebody else's germy tight hands.
Well, the intent is to keep small children from picking up the book and reading verses like Psalm 137:9, happy is the one who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks.
So we don't want a kid to walk by the Bible in the store and accidentally read that.
And accidentally, yeah. I'm sure that's a big consequence going on in most places of kids just ripping open those Bibles, that fresh Bible smell, and just flipping through it immediately, you know? Yeah, so...
I mean, a lot of Bibles already come wrapped in plastic.
Many do.
So, I mean, there's that. But
I don't think that happens because of these things.
So I will say this. You know, we've talked about Christian persecution on the podcast in the past, and we've often said that in the United States there's a lot of faux persecution or a perception of persecution when in reality we're still in the majority and still have the majority of power and ability in this culture. This seems like a place in which, if I were living in Iceland as a Christian, I would not feel comfortable, and I would be very concerned about how my faith was being treated. In the same way that if somebody tried to come to me and say, anyone who believes in or reads the Quran has a mental disorder, right? I would be uncomfortable with that in the United States. I mean, that seems to be what they're saying in Iceland. So yeah, I think this is a legitimate place that we could point to and say, this is not what's best for Christianity, for humanity, for people of faith, and this is the kind of thing that we should be concerned about.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, what would you say to people who are in the United States would say, like, but this is the direction we're heading, that Iceland is just ahead of the curve?
I think this would be the first time in Iceland's history when they've been ahead of the curve.
Okay.
Sorry, does that just mean I'm on Iceland? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know nothing about Iceland's political history. I don't know. I do not think that this is where we're heading in the United States.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're even remotely going in this direction. I do not see signs of that at this point. I would be open to people trying to point things out to me, but I do not see us moving in that direction.
Iceland also, has a population less than the size of, like, 1/10 the population of the city we live in.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's a pretty small, pretty homogeneous population. I mean, they don't live with a border. They don't live connected to other cultures. They might have tourism that comes there, but they don't, they're not necessarily
pretty much standalone.
Yeah, they have an isolated system of beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And so working with and around people with major theological, philosophical, religious, different cultures, maybe it's something that they're not really having to do in practice.
Right.
Whereas the United States has that in fold. I mean, we are the most diverse country in the world,
mm-hmm.
with cultures from all parts of the globe congregating within our midst. The city we live in, Houston, is the most diverse city in the world.
Right.
And so that's a pretty powerful thing. That shapes you. You have to understand different cultures, different religions, different understandings,
mm-hmm.
every day here.
Yeah.
And they don't have to do that.
I will say there are probably people in the United States who would agree with their definition and say, yeah, mental...
yes,
that
I would agree with
religion
you.
Is a sign of a mental health disorder. I am confident that there are people in the United States who
mm-hmm.
would say that. I do not think we are anywhere close to a place where any sort of legislation would come out in support of that.
Yeah.
I mean, the APA is not going to come out and say anybody with religion has a mental health disorder.
Right.
Yes, I agree. And I do think, I mean, even if, you know, we have a greater rise of secularism, I mean, statistically, if we look at what religions are on the rise in the United States, what religions are on the fall, Christianity is definitely on a downswing.
Yeah.
And the biggest rise is not actually a religion, it's actually the rise of a non-religion. And that's not a N-U-N, it's an N-O-N-E, where it's not even necessarily atheism or agnosticism, it's just no beliefs.
Yeah.
I don't think about those religious views in any way. And so...
Which to me is even more dangerous than atheism.
I would agree. Because at least that is like... There's a passionate reason or understanding there about these issues.
Right.
And you just disagree about them.
Yeah.
A nun is like, I don't care.
It's more like nihilism, right?
Yeah.
You know, as a nun, I'm just like, oh, I can do whatever I want. Nothing matters. And
yeah.
When I die, I die. And if I hurt other people along the way, so be it. And that's... Ick.
I would agree. And so I think this does show us, though, that... persecution of religion doesn't just happen in parts of the world that are third world countries and have less advancement of technology and medicine and understanding and reason. This is a wealthy, highly educated population that has a dissatisfaction with religion within their realms.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that gives us two things. One, how do we be respectful whenever you're with people who are like this? And two, to say, we can call this out. Like, this is wrong. Like, I think that this is a wrong way to look at the world, a wrong way to approach governance, a wrong way to handle, hopefully, tourists coming into your country of saying, well, we don't want you if you have a different religion. And I'd say...
any religion.
Any religion.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I bet most people in Iceland would look at a traditionally Christian United States and saying, like, a Muslim ban happening in the Christian United... a traditionally Christian United States is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a Christian ban is also wrong.
Yeah.
I think these are wrong. I think both those things would be wrong. And I think I feel bad. I feel hurt for the Christians that are living in Iceland. I'm sure that's really, really tough to be a follower of Jesus and have this as the environment. And maybe you're not in danger of losing your life there,
mm-hmm.
but I think this, you are in danger of living completely isolated from your neighbors, fearful of what people might think of.
And if people can say that you have a mental disorder, what's to stop someone from saying this person's mentally unwell and, you know, they need to be committed or they need
mm-hmm.
to be on a psychiatric hold or,
sure.
you know, I mean,
yeah.
even in the United States, we have the ability to hold someone against their will if we're concerned for their safety, the safety of others
mm-hmm.
based on their mental health.
Well, if you're a Baptist, you're part of a terrorist organization
right.
there.
So,
and so if we in the United States found somebody who's part of a terrorist organization, they could be detained.
Yeah.
They could be monitored,
right.
watched, all these different things. And so if you're a Baptist and Iceland,
yeah.
who's to say what can happen to you there?
What's Iceland's version of Guantanamo Bay? Probably Greenland somewhere.
Yeah, maybe it itself is also already an island. Yeah,
problem solved.
Yeah. So for me, this is a troubling sign. I'd hope that this is isolated to Iceland. I don't want to see this rise in other parts of Europe where Christianity is even further on the decline.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, I do think they have the benefit of being more multicultural and having borders. I think
sure.
it does help
sure.
those things. But I mean, even like in a sense of like a Brexit, of a desire
yeah.
for isolationism is rampant right now
yeah.
in many, many parts of our world, including the United States. And I think that this isolationism can lead to this.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be about religion. It may be a Christian isolation nation or an Islamic isolation nation or a Jewish isolation nation. And this can lead to labeling the other as mentally wrong terrorists and a warning for our perfect culture that we're creating within ourselves.
Isolation Nation would be a great album from an Icelandic band.
Okay,
it'd be like Icelandic.
I'll send that to Bjork.
It'd be like Icelandic death metal, and their first album would be Isolation Nation. I don't know what their name would be, but that. That's,
yeah. All right. Well, there's
Bjork Iceland.
I think so.
I don't know.
We'll find it by the end of the podcast. I'll give you an update here by the end. All right. Yeah. So I think she is. All right. So
Bjork's a girl.
Yes, Bjork is a female.
Oh well, learn something new every day.
Well, where can you find us?
Hey, if you liked what you heard today, you can find us at beyondsundaypodcast.com, where you can find all of our episodes, and you can share those out to your friends, family, neighbors, etc. You can also find us on the Facebook. As Patrick mentioned earlier, we are doing some videos on there, so you can check us out at Beyond Sunday Podcast on Facebook as well. You can find all of these episodes on the iTunes, the Google Play, the Spotify, wherever it is that delightfully diverse and ethically sound podcasts are. I don't know. I ran off the rails with that one. You can find us out there on the links.
Bjork is Icelandic.
Hey!
I looked it up during this part. So Bjork is maybe the only Icelandic celebrity I would know offhand. I was unsure. So there you go. Yeah, we'll see you next week, everybody. And thanks for tuning in. And you can also, on our Facebook page, give us your suggestions for what Katie's punishment should be here for our wager.
Yeah,
this is a crowdsourcing event. We want to know.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah, what should Katie
get? Your favorite tattoo that Katie's going to get.
No, Katie's not getting a tattoo.
Maybe a tattoo of Bjork. Yes. All right, we'll see you next week, everybody.
Hey, it was definitely my products too. Also,
okay, fact checking. Live fact checking.
Well,
here we go.
Iceland 3 or my next series when they go to a junior college or something.